Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
All right. What a fun chat.
What, mine a couple of weeks ago?
Sunday?
Was it that? Was it just Sunday?
It was just a week ago.
Okay. You know, this week has been several weeks at once.
Anything we need to make another awards show about?
No.
All right.
No, we're good.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners your name and your job title?
I am Rick Cobb. I am the superintendent of Middell Public Schools.
Excellent. And superintendent, that's busy.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Sometimes even more than others.
All right. So this chat was really fun. We've never done an awards for Okla Ed, but it was definitely time. Can you tell us your intentions with the chat?
You know, there are a lot of award shows going on right now, and fake and real. And I just saw that, and I had told Ann Beck that I would host a chat or moderate the chat, and I really couldn't think of what I wanted to do. And I saw it, and I just thought, well, it'd be fun to find different things to celebrate. And obviously, with all of the chat questions, there was no winner. I was asking people more or less to make nominations. And so you have all of these people getting called out for good things. And I realized at some point during the chat that that's what we're doing. We're calling people out, but in a good way.
Yes.
And we don't spend enough time doing that. There are good things happening. There are good people trying to help Okla Ed. And we don't spend enough time celebrating that. And so there are a lot of people who probably didn't expect to get their name called out for something. And I hope that moment was the better part of their week, you know?
Excellent.
One of the best things that happened that week.
Did you have a favorite question of the night?
No, I can't think of really one in particular that I liked best. Honestly, I just really felt like the responses on all of them were very encouraging. You know, there were several questions that really gave the people on the chat a chance to say who inspires them and why. And, you know, and for some it was, you know, some of the best responses were, you know, when I was asking, who's the best new teacher you've seen who you think is going to be a rock star?
Right.
And then, you know, but at the same time, what's, you know, who's somebody who's been teaching 30 or 40 years and still doing a fantastic job, you know? And so from both ends of that spectrum, you have people who are making a difference in the lives of kids and probably in their colleagues too.
I really liked your question 10 was there an award that didn't get mentioned? There were some pretty fantastic categories thrown out.
Yeah. And this is maybe my fourth or fifth time to moderate a chat. And this was, and I scheduled all of my questions and some of my comments too, so that I could just follow the responses I was getting. I've never had this hard of a time keeping up with the responses on a chat. And I felt like as the moderator, I needed to try to keep track of everybody's better. I had to go back and read it, later that night because there were a lot of people making a lot of positive comments about things.
Were there any answers that stood out to you?
You know, the most interesting question, I wasn't sure how it would go. Really was two questions in a row. I had the question about a member of the media who does a good job of reporting on Okla Ed, and then also a member of the legislature who does a good job for us. There were a few negative comments about both. I think it was the only time there was ever any negative comment on the chat, but yeah, finding out that people get their news from different sources. It was interesting to me because there are a handful of people I mentioned even, and then I realized that there are several more who I think do a good job of reporting on education issues. And it was really interesting to see that, you know, to see who you trust to get your education news from.
Yeah.
I found myself realizing there are probably more people who do a good job reporting on education than bad job. The reporters aren't the ones who make who make the narrative about public schools negative, you know?
Right. I would venture to say that most of us probably wrote an actual reporter of some sort in there, but I was really pleased to see Brett Dickerson's name thrown in, and he comes from education. But there are people like you and Rob, I would say, that do a really good job of informing. It's a little different flavor on it, but you guys could have easily been in where we get our education news. So,
well, but we've slowed down a lot. I mean, I've written maybe 3 or 4 blogs since May, you know, so I don't know that you have a lot of people getting news from me, and Rob has slowed down. I think he's written more than I have over the last 9 months. I don't really have the time to, you know, spend 4 or 5, 6 hours on the weekend writing a blog post. And so I've just tried to pull back a little bit and maybe let other people carry that flag, and they do a good job. There are a lot of people in the chat who have just recently started interacting with Oakle Ed on Twitter, and they probably don't even know what my blog is, or maybe they've never heard of it. And I'm totally cool with that. Because, you know, in the age where people do get a lot of news from social media, those sources have to stay current. And so, yeah, Brett is doing a good job reporting. But there, you know, in traditional media, there are still good reporters out there. Ben Felder and Andrew Eager are fantastic.
Yes.
Most TV people I talk to are very positive, want to do positive stories on education. And unfortunately, when there's something negative in the news, it's usually a real thing, and it would be irresponsible not to report it. I wish, you know, I mean, I always like keeping negative things out of the news if I can. But I don't blame reporters for reporting something that's newsworthy, even if it's unfortunate.
Right.
So I don't feel like the media is really what hurts public schools. There are certain politicians who do, but you know, the media, there are a lot of traditional and kind of new internet type news sources as well. Anybody who doesn't read Oklahoma Watch or Nondoc is missing out on some of the best stories in the state.
And Nondoc, I mean, that was a new one to me. I went out and followed the Twitter handle, and is it Trey?
I guess. Trey I've never Savage. Talked to him or met him, so I don't know if he calls himself Trey or Trace. But yeah, I mean, that website does a great job of reporting on state issues right now, and so does Oklahoma Watch, and Reed Frontier is another one.
Okay.
That does a really good job and Reed Frontier is a bunch of people who've left mainstream media, whether it's newspaper or television, and they really do a great job of investigative reporting, which there's always going to be a need for.
Right.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Woodward and Bernstein, so, you know, I'm always going to enjoy that kind of stuff.
What are your non-education passions right now?
I don't know that I really have a lot. My daughter is a senior in high school, and just trying to capture as much time as I can while I still have one at home. The other two have already left home. You know, that's really the most important thing in my life. I always like to sit down and read a book when I can, and if I do, it's not a book about education. I would never in my free time sit down and read a book that even mentions the word Marzano.
Yeah.
you know, I really haven't had a chance to have any hobbies outside of my work over the last few years since I took the superintendent job.
Well, that actually is, I mean, you need an outlet. I'm going to put that out there, but I'm so pleased. And I think the people that work in your district are very pleased in that you know what you're doing and you don't, I don't know, you've got a very straightforward method of leadership. And from what I can tell, the people that work for you love you.
Oh, I think reviews are mixed, but that's going to be true anywhere. You know, I would agree. I'm straightforward. I do like to say what I think sometimes to a fault, but I really don't like to leave people guessing. I don't have a good poker face, and so poker's not one of my hobbies. if you ever play me in poker, you're probably going to clean me out. I like to say what I think and then move on with my day, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like to waste time trying to manipulate situations.
Well, and I've said it before, but there's just no time for mincing words when we're trying to educate and change the world. So,
yeah, I agree 100% on that.
What turns you on in education? No, that, I mean, I've got that written that way. What excites you about education right now?
Well, thanks for rephrasing the
Thank
question.
Thank you.
But, you know, I think there's a lot of energy publicly about doing something good for teachers. And that's great. You know, if the legislature does pass some measure for a $5,000 teacher raise, I think that it's going to help us hold on to people for a few more years, especially the people who are close to retiring. They're going to want 3 years at that salary to help calculate their retirement.
Right.
But at the same time, if that's all the money they put into education, it doesn't help us bring back positions that we've had to cut.
No.
So that doesn't bring class sizes down. We're still going to have elementary classrooms with 28, 30 students in them. You know, if all of that money that goes into, you know, new funding is all earmarked for teacher raises. And, you know, support salaries are critically low. We have a lot of support employees who are long overdue for raises. So it's not just those two things, but the fact that even the business community is concerned about the condition of education in Oklahoma gives me hope that something will happen in the next few months.
All right. So many people, I think, I'm one of them, look up to you and look to what you have to say as wisdom. Who does Rick Cobb look to for wisdom? Who are your edu heroes?
Claudia Swisher is probably the biggest one. I've known her since I was in seventh grade. She and my mom drove the basketball carpool, and so, you know, I had a lot of conversations with her at 6 in the morning on the way to the Whittier Middle School gym. And I've known her ever since. And as an English teacher, she's one that I really looked up to. I've had a number of great bosses over the years. You know, Robert Rumlines was my superintendent in Moore right before I came to Middell. And I worked with him in the central office for 7 total years, even, you know, counting the years before he became superintendent. And from the day I got to Moore, I tried to just observe and learn from the way he interacted with teachers and with parents and kids. And every layer of employee in the district. And I try to do that in a lot of ways with my own spin for sure. But I think that he's the kind of leader that a lot of people look up to.
That's awesome. Well, do you have any parting words for Oklahoma Ed this week?
No, I'm, it's funny that I thought the chat was 2 weeks ago when you called because, and that it was only 5 days ago.
Yeah.
It just kind of tells you how fast the week goes and how much some weeks can just take out of you, whether you're a teacher or a principal or a superintendent or any other position in a school. And so it was probably good that a lot of us started the week that way because it did start off really, really positive. And we did have conversations about it at work on Monday, and it was really cool, you know, that this person said that or had a couple of people mention to me that they got a shout out on a Twitter chat and that it was really, you know, really meant something to them. And, you know, for all the writing I've done over the years advocating for public ed and expressing frustration about the condition of the politics in this state, stepping out and doing something that was 100% intended to be positive felt better than I even expected it to.
I love it. I love that your students are so involved, and I love that your teachers are so involved in these education chats each week.
And getting students involved is really cool, too. When I saw so many of them start to pop up in the chat, I thought that was neat.
I had one of them tag me saying that I was one of the Oakland Ed people she wanted to meet, and so it was so awesome.
You interviewed Carrie Hankton a few months ago, didn't you?
Yep, and so we're ready to meet IRL.
I just saw her this morning at our legislative breakfast, and most of our superintendent advisory board students, and just it's always great seeing them. It's, you know, I'm layers and layers and layers away from students now, and so when I get to spend time with them, it gives me a lot of different energy, and is a very good thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you on the Twitters.
Sounds awesome.
Bye.
We're
only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.